Close your eyes and be sensitive to your breath. Know when it's coming in, know when it's going out. Notice where you feel it in the body. You can try long breathing for a while and see how that feels. If it feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for the body and the mind right now. As the Buddha said, this is a meritorious activity. And he said, in doing merit, it's pleasant not only in the results of what you've done, but also in the doing itself. When you plan to be generous, you think about giving something to someone else. That feels good. When you actually give it with a sense of respect, give it with a sense of care, that feels good too. Then you reflect back on the fact that you have been generous. That feels good. The same with the precepts. You refrain from doing things that you know are harmful. And you feel good about yourself. You're a real human being. And then when you meditate, you want to feel good doing the meditation as well. So try to create a sense of well-being and by the way you breathe, by the way you settle your awareness in the body. This is where the genuine merit is found, right here in the mind. One of John Fuang's students told me one time that the first time she met him, he asked her, "Where have you made merit?" She started listing the different monasteries she'd gone to. So how about making merit in your own heart? That stopped her. I mean, she began to realize that you can leave good things around at different places, but the actual merit is something you should take with you. And you have a good place to keep it. This is one of the reasons why we meditate. Strengthen our mindfulness, strengthen our concentration. So when the thoughts of the good that we've done come to us, they really are refreshing, and we can keep them in mind. If we tend to lose mindfulness, then we've done good, but we forget about it. It doesn't have the same power, and you can't draw on it the same as when you have made merit right here. So focus on making merit in your heart. Be generous for the sake of your heart. Be virtuous for the sake of your heart. And of course, meditate for the sake of training your heart and mind, so that you can create a sense of well-being inside. If you look for goodness and well-being in the world outside, sometimes they'll give it, sometimes they won't. You've got to realize you've got the resources inside that you can develop. You can train this body and mind so they get together, create a state of mindfulness, concentration, develop your discernment. These are things you can produce from within, just as you can produce generosity from within. The Buddha praised acts of generosity when you give something not because you feel you have to, but because you want to. That's more nourishing. Same with the precepts. When you obey the precepts because you have to, that's one thing, but if you realize you can talk yourself into really wanting to be virtuous, that makes it more nourishing, more sustaining for the mind. Also learn how to make meditation something you really want to do. So you're happy to do it every day, every day. That's why there's the merit, the happiness that comes in the doing and the happiness that comes in the results. That's the best kind of action there is. Happy in planning, happy in doing, happy when you think about it in the future, looking back at what you've done. When you're happy in all of these three time frames, then you know you've done something really good, something really worthy of respect.